You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps. Today's meditation passage is again from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 30, verses 19 to 26. Ye, O people in Zion who dwell at Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more. But your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Then you will defile your silver-covered graven images and your gold-plated molten images. You will scatter them as unclean things. You will say to them, be gone. And he will give rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and grain, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. In that day your cattle will graze in large pastures, and the oxen and the asses that till the ground will eat salted provender, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. And upon every lofty mountain and every high hill there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day when the Lord binds up the hurt of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. As with many other passages before, we look again during this Advent season to the age to come. We look to the great day, as it says here, the day of judgment, but also the day when the Lord binds up the hurt of his people. So it is a passage that again tries to describe what will happen in the age to come, what will happen when the kingdom of God is fully established. And a number of things stick out today. One is the graciousness and the closeness of the Lord, that even before we have uttered a prayer, he answers it, and his nearness, this idea of a teacher who walks behind us and directs us in every step of the way. Of course, an image that also describes the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of this closeness of the Lord is a turning away from idols, from graven images, from false gods, basically. And then the second part of the passage speaks of this great abundance of rain, of abundant harvest, of water flowing on every mountain, and of the brightness of the light that is seven times brighter than it is now. So, and also images of healing, where the Lord takes away any hurt and heals any wounds. Now, these are beautiful poetic images, but sometimes Christians are told that their notion of the Christian life is living a hard life here for a pie in the sky, for a sort of a better future. And that's a bit of a caricature, because really, the scripture understands these images as, of course, pointing to heaven and the age to come, but that in a real way, with the first coming of Christ, many of these things have already begun to happen. The kingdom of God is already in the midst of us. And so this teacher, who will be, of course, more imminently present in the age to come, is already present through the Holy Spirit that guides us and says, here's the way, walk in it. The turning away from idols is happening as we get converted through the grace of God. And the abundant life that it speaks of here is, of course, the life that Christ has begun to initiate when he says, I have come to give them life and give them life in abundance. And even, the greater light in our lives, the healing,
all this has begun to happen with the coming of Christ. And so in some ways, we look to the age to come, but this is also meant to stir our desire for more of God's kingdom to already be present in our lives and in our communities and in our homes today. So it's not just pie in the sky, look into the future, but looking to make Christ and his kingdom more present today.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.